Greetings, and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength training, warrior mind coaching, and how to control your thoughts, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com, and our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Sorry for the delay in getting this next podcast out to you due to some personal and technical challenges. I'll be doing this one by myself, so it may not be as long as the other ones. But I want to talk today about energy and thoughts. I put a post up on the blog on this past Monday about addicted to thoughts, and I just wanted to talk about that a little bit more with you here. One of my favorite shows, I don't watch many shows, but one of my favorite shows is Dog Whisperer. And this gentleman, Cesar Millan, is just amazing when it comes to just not the dogs, but the people and their energy. And he works with people's thoughts and energy, and then it translates to the dogs. And it's just amazing how he knows the energy and works with the energy. If you haven't seen it, even if you don't have a dog, take a look at it and look at it from a perspective of self exploration. I think you'll find it quite interesting. But anyway, I was walking my dog thinking about this concept of energy. And what's very interesting is energy isn't destroyed and it's not created. It just transmutes to different areas. So when you burn wood, it goes to fire. So the wood energy turns to fire energy, which turns to heat, which dissipates out in the atmosphere, which then turns into something else and something else. So when we talk about energy, it really isn't created or destroyed. But then when we think about it from a personal perspective, we have feelings and emotions, which give off an energy, which we have an energy. You know, you put a feeling name to an emotion, whether it's sadness, happiness, joy, anger, frustration. And I was thinking about this when I was walking my dog the other day, is if energy isn't destroyed or created, then where do these feelings, the emotions, come from with inside us? Because we feel these energies within us. And so all those different shades and qualities and textures of those energies are inside us all the time. I mean, think about that. You could be happy one minute and then stub your toe and be absolutely livid the next. But that's all inside of you. So you can change from one state to another instantly, but all of that energy, all those emotions are inside of you. And so I started thinking, okay, we have these energies inside of us. What creates these energies? What happens? What is the trigger, if you will, that starts one energy, happiness, and moves it to sadness, or sadness to happiness? And I kept thinking about it and going, well, what my coaching is based upon is thoughts. And so when we have a thought, a good thought, it gives us this good energy, or a feeling of a positive energy, if you will. And when we have a bad thought or a non-supportive thought, we get a energy of lack and discomfort, or maybe anger. And so part of my coaching involves controlling our thoughts, because when we control our thoughts and purposely think more empowering thoughts, we are going to initiate more empowering energy. And as Cesar Millan has shown directly with dogs, is that energy transmits outside of us and affects the world around us. I know we've heard, or some of us have heard about it from through Seth. Seth Speaks, and Seth, The Nature of Personal Reality, and Abraham Hicks, and The Secret, and all these other areas. But what's fascinating about watching The Dog Whisperer is you can actually see how our energy expands beyond our physical body into others. And because dogs are so sensitive to it, it's a great mirror back to us. Well, so when we have these thoughts and we create these energies and we can control those thoughts, we can actually start to control our environment around us. Well, then I started thinking, okay, that's great. You know, we can control our thoughts, but that takes a lot of time to sit and, if you will, and watch our thoughts all day long. So what happens when we're not being observant of our thoughts and we go around our daily business, whether it's through work or play or at the gym or whatever it is, and we stop and we see, I don't have a really good feeling in my body, or I'm angry, or whatever, but we really haven't been watching our thoughts. We just get this energy. And I was thinking about how does that happen? How does that negative energy dissipate when we're not mindfully? I mean, if you look at it, the space between each thought has an abundance, or as Deepak talks about, is pregnant with possibilities. So in between each thought, a myriad of thoughts could come. You could have thoughts about puppies, about cats, about $1 million, or you could have thoughts about disease and sickness and poverty. It's, if you're not attuned to your thoughts, those thoughts just percolate up. And I was wondering what is it that causes a negative thought to come unconsciously? Well, at some level we've been programmed by our values and beliefs that bring up these different thoughts. If we think the universe is a bad place or the world is a bad place, we've programmed ourselves to think bad thoughts. But I went to a different level at this with my thinking, because I remember watching Evolve Your Brain with Joe Dispenza, and also he talks about this in What the Bleep. And there's a few other neuroscientists that talk about this. When we have thoughts and get these feelings, there's actually a chemical that is released in our brain that's associated with that feeling. So feeling of joy releases a specific chemical. Feeling of anger releases a specific chemical. And these thoughts release chemicals into our body, and that's why sometimes we get, the adrenaline is one of them. When we get shocked or frightened, we'll get shaky and stuff. And that's a chemical that is released during the thoughts. But there's also more subtle chemicals that are released that may not be so obvious as adrenaline. And so I started thinking, back to what Joe Dispenza and these others talked about, is that we're addicted to our thoughts. And in reality, what it's coming down to is we're addicted to the chemical that those thoughts release. Our bodies are great machines and great temples, but they also become used to certain aspects or addicted. Some of the things we can become addicted to is sugar, is alcohol, is certain foods, certain drinks, certain beverages, whatever that may be. And I use the word addiction only because it's the best word to describe it. A dependency, but perhaps that's better, because in my hypnosis practice, we classify addiction as something that is life-threatening, meaning if you completely remove that from an individual, they would die. And that's how we look at an addiction in the hypnosis perspective. So smoking really isn't an addiction per se, because you can stop and you won't die. Alcohol and drugs can be an addiction, because if you remove those substances and have the person go cold turkey, there is a chance of death. So I don't like to use the word addiction here, but it's a point to drive home. So we're dependent. I'll use that word. We're dependent on these. We become dependent on the chemicals that are released through our thoughts. So here's the process that comes around, right? If you're not thinking a thought per se, or if you're trying to control your thoughts and you're thinking positive thoughts and those chemicals are being released and the body feels good, and then you stop, well, if the predominant thoughts or the dominant thoughts that you've been thinking for your whole life are of drama and lack and scarcity or associated with those, your body has become very, very, very dependent, and I'll use the word addicted, to the chemicals that those thoughts release. And when you try to alleviate that chemical or think different thoughts, the body goes, hey, we're not getting our fix. We're not getting that juice from that negative thought, and we really need that juice because we're used to it. We've had it for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, however long it is. So while you're not attentively looking at your thoughts, the body is craving those chemicals associated with the disempowering thoughts. So what it does is it sends a signal up to the brain through the spinal cord, through that the central nervous system. It sends it directly up to the brain going, hey, we need those chemicals. And the brain obliges by popping up a negative thought. So that negative thought comes up, the chemicals are released, the body's happy. And so this is how that whole cycle goes, because we have the energy inside us all the time. We have the ability to have myriad of feelings, from complete rage to complete joy and bliss. All in between there, all those energies are inside of us all the time. What triggers those energies is our thoughts. When we control our thoughts, we control those energies. Well, then you throw in the body is dependent on, or can become very dependent on, certain chemicals that are released through these thoughts. So if we go down the road of mental strength and purposely look at controlling our thoughts, and for a period of 5-10 minutes every day we sit down and meditate and contemplate and do all the exercises I've been discussing, positive thoughts will come out and we'll get those energies. We'll get that great stuff. But that's kind of like going from a junk food diet to eating salad. It's okay for a little bit, but then when you deprived yourself so much of that junk food that you're so used to, you crave it, and then before you know it, you're in McDonald's or some other fast food place eating it. Well, that's the same thing with the thoughts. We can be really good with these thoughts for a finite period of time, but as we slack back or go back into unconsciousness throughout the day, the body signals the brain saying, hey, we haven't gotten our fix of whatever the chemical is associated with anger, fear, whatever, and it creates a thought and also creates a circumstance around us so that that thought can be triggered. You could be in a traffic jam, but you could, and the negative thought would come up and you'll get angry. Or if you were attentive, you could go, oh great, this is a good opportunity to reflect upon my life a little bit more, or to listen to a good CD or audiobook. It all depends on your awareness and consciousness of the circumstances. When we are unconscious and unaware is when these thoughts come out of, quote, nowhere. But really what's happening is the body is going through withdrawals and saying, hey, I need this chemical fix. So it then shoots a signal to the brain. The brain obliges, and it percolates up a negative thought. And then when the negative thought is released, you have it, the chemicals are released, and you got your fix. And then you're down the road of anger, sadness, fear, doubt, guilt, whatever it may be. And then, as we know, in the free e-course, I have thoughts that are magnetized attract other thoughts. So as you have one negative thought, it brings into another one, and then before you know it, your whole day is kind of distraught if you don't consciously go, hey, stop, I don't need that. I don't need that drug. I don't need that mental drug, if you will. And you stop and you switch the thought. You stop it off by some of the, and I go through these processes in both the mini e-course I have at www.warriormindcoach.com and also the e-book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, which is both on that site and my blog site, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Both those books go into detail about the thoughts and how to control them. But what I didn't do in there, because I didn't have the information available to me at that time, was realize that it's a chemical reaction also. It's not just thoughts. It's not just we're addicted to thoughts. And that was the title of my blog post, is you're going to have to – it was you're going to have to face it. You're addicted to thoughts. And that's kind of from the old Robert Palmer song on that. So there's a little video on the blog if you want to take a look at that. But here's the important thing is when we start down the road of mental strength, we have good intentions. We want to change our lives. We want to have a better feeling. We want to have control over our thoughts, our emotions, our body, our spirit. And we go down and we start doing something completely new. And we feel good about it when we're doing it. And it may be an hour at the gym, or it could be 20 minutes of meditating, or it could be just walking and doing a walking meditation. But during those times when we're very conscious and very aware of our thoughts, we feel really good about it. And we kind of let down our guard, and we then go around the rest of the day, and then the body starts going through withdrawals, and it sends a signal, and then we get these negative thoughts, and so then we either turn on TV to get our fix of the local news or drama or the Real Housewives of Nanook, Alaska or someplace. I don't know where the next one is, but we satisfy that chemical addiction, where when we become conscious and aware of it, we can stop it and slowly turn that addiction to the positive chemicals that are being released. So then when a negative thought comes in, boom, we automatically stop it because we're not used to that chemical being released. So this is a process, but it's a process of conscious awareness, and it can be done. So I'm sure everybody listening has a physical strength program, a physical fitness program. It's one of the most important ones. So consider this a mental fitness program. I mean, when you're on a physical fitness and you really are caring about your body, it's not just the gym, it's the diet, it's the water, it's the nutrition. It goes on 24 hours a day. It's the rest that you get. Everything supports that physique that you want. And I'm not necessarily talking about you have the perfect body, but the physique that works for you in your applications in life. And the same thing is for the mental fitness. It's not just listening to this podcast and thinking it's done. It's actually the practicing. Yet you need to practice the mental strength, and everything evolved around it. So the time that you consciously practice your mental strength, the nutrition that you give to it, like in body, the nutrition. So what tapes are you listening to, or CDs? What are you watching on TV? What books are you reading? That's all the nutritional part of it. That's your feeding. That's your nutrition. And then how are you, the water is the replenishing, and that would be the meditations and the contemplations and the visualizing of your future. So it's not just an hour a day can help keep the mental doctor away. It's more that it's a process, just as it is in your physical body, your physical strength. The mental strength evolves the same way. And the whole aspect is this, is just to slowly shift the addiction from negative chemicals to positive chemicals. And when you can create that shift, then it becomes automatic, and you'll have a better outlook on life automatically. You'll see opportunity where there wasn't any, and that whole shift takes place, and the whole world opens up to you. So that's kind of what I wanted to go over today. I know this may be a little bit shorter, and I hope that this caused some thinking on your part and some conscious awareness on your part. Again, if you want to get into this a little bit more, I have a introductory consultation available on both those sites. You can go ahead and request it there. I also have now offered a laser-focused, a high-intensity inner strength session. It's a 1.5-hour phone call dedicated specifically for a presenting problem in an area of your life. And I go through that on the website. I also have a 2-day personal, private, high intensity inner strength breakthrough session, which is 2 days in length. We take care of the hotel, the food, We pick you up at the airport. All you need to do is get out to the location, and right here is the best airport would be San Jose. But then I spend, and my wife spends, 2 days with you personally to go through a breakthrough in a specific area of your life. So the 1.5 hour phone call is to just discuss an aspect of the area of life, whether it's career, relationships, finance. So we find out what a presenting problem is in that area and work on it. The two-day intensive is for the whole area. So the whole area of health, we would go through that whole area and have breakthroughs on it. We'd have a whole area on perhaps just your own personal life. We would go through a whole breakthrough. So it's an intense 2 days, and when you come out of there, you completely understand what's going on in that area of your life. You have an action plan to move forward. Also, there is a 2.5 day high-intensity inner strength vision quest. It seems that a lot of folks have lost vision in their life and what their vision is, which then helps them determine what their mission is. And I offer a 2.5 day vision quest, high-intensity inner strength vision quest. Again, you come out here. We go through some intense inner work, some outer work, developing your vision. When you leave, you will absolutely know your vision, your purpose in life. You'll have a passion for it. You'll have a plan to go after it. You'll have the confidence, the determination to go after your vision when you leave here. So those are just three new offerings to help shift this negative addiction to a positive addiction. So if you'd like some more information on that, contact me off the blog. It's www.warriormindcoach.com/blog, and just use the contact me if you want it, if you're interested in the two-day and 2.5 day sessions. Otherwise, there is some information there on the 1.5 hour breakthrough laser focused high intensity inner strength. So with that, remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.